Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump campaign says it'll appeal to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court kicked the former president off the GOP primary ballot over his role in the January 6th attacks. CBS's Major Garrett.
For the moment, it will give Trump not only a lot of press attention, which he benefits from, but a rallying effect within the party itself. Long term, though, I'm not so sure it will be a net positive.
U.S. Border Patrol says daily migrant apprehensions at the Texas border have jumped from an average of 6,000 a day in October to 7,900. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Eagle Pass.
The head of the nation's Border Protection Agency tells CBS News his officers are now facing what he calls a serious challenge.
Paul Whelan, the American military vet held in Russia for the past 5 years, says he feels abandoned by his own country. In a rare jailhouse interview with the BBC, he says,
"You know, it's serious betrayal. It's extremely frustrating."
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today talking up his efforts to boost the economy. He tells supporters in Milwaukee that unemployment is at a 50-year low and confidence is growing that the U.S. has averted an economic downturn. 35,000 state university employees in Wisconsin are getting their 4% pay raises that were approved 6 months ago. A deal struck between lawmakers and the university's trades raises and building money for curtailed diversity efforts. It got final approval by a panel of lawmakers yesterday.
Diversity, equity, inclusion is important. The action we are taking today should have been done months ago and should never have been used as a bargaining chip for this process.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hasselbein. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Board voted against a resolution asking World Relief to arrange an economic impact study regarding the resettlement of 75 refugees. Following a lively public comment period, representatives of World Relief gave a presentation regarding the resettlement project, explaining the process of resettlement and experiences they've had with other resettlements. By the time the resolution came up for a vote, many county board supervisors began to thank them for their willingness to include them in the conversation going forward. Law enforcement authorities are searching for suspects involved in a home invasion on Tuesday. According to the Barron Police Chief, at around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, authorities were told about an armed home invasion and robbery that took place in the area of East River Avenue and Highway 25 in the city of Barron. An elderly victim was reportedly assaulted, tied, and bound, and told authorities the suspects were armed and threatened them while taking their money. Police believe it was a targeted attack. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132 to 119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like, who doesn't want to tee one of those up? So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game is a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. We put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 30s to near 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Same for Friday, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles and a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
Got,
come on!
Okay, and this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I we're going into a couple 47 and 450s. Man, towards the end of the year, man. I mean, wow.
I know. I heard it's going to be 50 on Christmas. Certainly not going to be a white one.
No, man, they're going to be four straight 50s. And, you know, I remember when I used to, let me ask you, do you go out on New Year's Eve?
No, not usually.
Not usually. So, when I was your age, man, New Year's Eve, man, that was even amateur hour, man. Everybody got out on New Year's Eve, man. It was, everybody had something going, man. It was big time. But what I always remembered about New Year's Eve, man, was bitter cold. Man, I mean, just the sidewalks frozen. It was, you know, everything was cold and snow and ice, and people would get all dressed up. And then you have to deal with the cold weather. But man, it stands to be 40 degrees on New Year's, man. You know, no snow. I mean, man, we're through December, Calvin. Not quite through. I mean, we're in it's the 20th. And they're projecting that we'll get through this. You know, I was one of the Mark Baden, who is the news guy for Channel 12 in Milwaukee. On yesterday, you know, when you were a young guy, were there a lot of white Christmases? Do you remember that most of the time when you were a young kid, there being white Christmases?
Yeah, I mean, I remember 7, 8 years old, which is only 15, 17 years ago. And yeah, we used to always have snow on Christmas. It was never really a thing we didn't have.
Yeah. Well, he did some research and he found out it's always been hit and miss. White Christmases, meaning an inch of snow or more, is, you know, less than a 50-50 proposition. It's always been that way. And so, you know, we just assume that Christmas is always, you know, snow-filled, but it hasn't been. And I do remember a record Christmas day. I don't know, maybe it's 20 years now. It was 67 degrees and sunny. I never will forget that, man. And, you know, so we're going to be dealing with some unusually warm weather. It's okay with me, man, if it makes it all the way through January. What about you?
Yeah, I certainly would be okay with it.
But anyway, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Just wanted to, I was thinking about this. And, you know, what do you want to see in 2024? You know, we know about, you know, some of the horrible things that transpired in 2023. But if you had your wish, you know, granting you your wish, what do you want to see happen in, you know, 2024? I keep saying that I can't believe it's still unfathomable to me that we're almost a quarter of the century into 2000. I don't, man, that is hard for me to even believe that we're into, you know, almost 2025. Man. And time just continues, you know, it, as the lyrics to the old song goes, time waits for no one. It keeps moving on somehow. And it does. But we're at a point in time, especially in this nation, it's critical that some things get worked out, at least the future of the nation could be in jeopardy. So I know what I want to see happen. I really do. I think that there's no question that politically this thing has to get worked out. I don't know if it ever will, because the chasm between Democrats and Republicans almost appears to be unfixable. I mean, it clearly appears to be that there can never be a solution between Democrats and Republicans. That's, people have become so polarized that it's almost like, you know, a world war. And it's, you know, I can understand it if the citizens, you know, have those differences. Okay, for citizens not to agree with one another. But when the government itself can't seem to work it out, it's when you really have these issues that are going to cause irreparable harm as we move, you know, into these upcoming years and the new decade. It'll be here before you and I know it. And if we can't fix this, who's going to fix it? You know, can the voters fix it? 844-967-2789. Some people will say the voters can fix it because they get a chance to vote. Well, yeah, we get a chance to vote. But when we can't determine who our nominees should be, and people may say, oh, yeah, you can. You have a right to, you have a right to do that. You know, you can certainly determine. You get a chance to vote on, you know, who your nominee should be. I don't think so. I don't know how you and I, as we come to the end of 2023, are going to be able to change this. It's so far down the road. Every time I turn on the television, or read some things, we seem to be further and further away. You know, Donald Trump, the 14th Amendment has caught up with Donald Trump in Colorado. And Donald Trump has been booted off the ballot in Colorado. 844-967-2789. It's safe to say that other states will follow. 844-967-2789. And yet there's this argument from the side, Republican side. The state Supreme Court has no right to do that. That should be unconstitutional. That decision should be made by the people. And that should not be made, you know, by the state Supreme Court. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789. I'll say it like this. Excuse me. What Donald Trump did, you can call it an insurrection, you know, which is what many have said it was, or many Republicans who say it was a riot. And so, you know, it was a riot, not an insurrection. And so because it was a riot, then they can't kick Donald Trump off of the ballot. Well, question becomes, who can determine whether it was an insurrection or whether it was a riot, Calvin? I mean, your thoughts. Because in the end, that's what is going to determine whether or not Donald Trump is kicked off of additional ballots, whether or not you believe, and anybody for surety can say it was an insurrection or whether it was a riot.
Well, I mean, in my eyes, it was very clearly an insurrection. I think it does disqualify him from being on the ballots, but at the same time, why hasn't it been pursued yet? And, well, I mean, it has been in Colorado, so why aren't other states following suit? Well, and I also am just holding my breath for the uproar that it will cause.
Well, Calvin, other states are certainly going to follow. This is going to wind up in the United States Supreme Court, and it's going to wind up in the United States Supreme Court with the quickness, because there isn't a whole lot of room or time left to make a decision. So the United States Supreme Court is going to determine, you know, whether or not Donald Trump can wind up on ballots or not. 844-967-2789. Now, his response was what we'd expect from a lunatic. And he brought this on himself. And he clearly has positioned himself to have this battle, blood battle, at the United States Supreme Court. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join me on the other side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
93.5 The Tap.
It came upon a midnight clear and glorious song of old. From
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 967-2789. Text us at that same number. Well, it's finally happened. You know, for the somewhere around the last year, there have been people calling for the 14th Amendment, and in different states clearly have said that they were going to bring Trump up on charges. That he led an insurrection, and the 14th Amendment is an amendment that states, so here's basically what it says. The reality is we're facing a situation never before seen in the United States. A shameless insurrectionist is running for president while under 91 felony indictments. To add to this historic situation, the Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday banned Trump from appearing on the state's Republican presidential primary ballot. The 4-3 decision follows the clear language of the Constitution's 14th Amendment, barring those, and this is what I'm talking about, whether or not, you know, you can say this was an insurrection or what, you know, which many people have said, or whether or not some say, which Republicans are saying that it was, you know, a riot. The 4-3 decision follows the clear language of the Constitution's 14th Amendment, barring those who have engaged in insurrection from running for office. Yet anyone who thinks they know how this will play out over the next 11 months is kidding themselves. The one thing that is dead certain, however, is that the Supreme Court justices would be fools not to uphold this decision, meaning United States Supreme Court justices. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from O'Connor Mall. Good morning to you, Bill. You have been talking about this for many months.
Well, it's a good day for America because finally we can hold up the Constitution. And riot versus insurrection, real simple. When you have gallows built to hang the vice president, that's more than a riot. Tell me what riots they did that in. Tell me what riots police officers were killed. Tell me what riots where millions and millions of damage was done to the White House. What? Name the riot before that at the White House. That was a riot and not an insurrection. They want to dumb us down by saying, oh, that's a riot. No, it's not. The definition of a riot and insurrection are totally different. And top of that, the double whammy on Trump, he took an oath of office to protect the country from domestic terrorism. Well, he voided that. He voided that. So he isn't eligible for elections in our country according to our law. Some of these far-right people, I invite to debate me on that. I'll even pay for the
dinner. So, Bill, hang on 1 second. Hang on. Let's go to Travis from Greenfield. Good morning to you, Travis. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I love the decision to take him off of the ballot, but it's a slippery slope. Well, slippery slope is overused. But the problem I have, is if he is not charged with insurrection, like these thousands of people that were convicted of insurrection, then this could very well make him a martyr and increase support for him in some way or another, like throwing Hitler in prison did. That's my fear.
Hey,
I don't believe he has the right to be on the ballot.
Travis, hang on a second. Bill, you want to respond to Travis?
Sure. Here's the difference, and I wouldn't call it a slippery slope. He has not been, you're right, he's not been charged with insurrection, but he will be. It's a matter of fact. And his character, all his character shows, he was avowed and he was an insurrectionist. He led the group. There's not a question, is he a martyr? Yes, he will be a martyr. You are right on one point, to this extreme far right who actually believe all these other crazy lies that's perpetuated. They actually believe it. Yeah, he'll go out as a martyr to them. But to America, America will be very satisfied that our laws are being upheld. I hope that answers the question.
Hey, Travis, you want to respond?
No, I completely understand where he's coming from. And if we let the electoral process work its way out, I don't think he has a chance. But the fear is that there is always a chance, because he shouldn't have won in 2016. When you listen to him, he beat Obama in 2016. I think he's mentally not there, and I don't know if he's going to make it.
I think
Trump is going to pass on.
Thank guys, both of you, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you got a shot. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this. Thank you, Earl, for taking my call. And I'd take Bill up on that bet. I'd challenge him to a debate anywhere, anytime, anywhere. If he wants to fly me there, I'll fly.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Respond. Okay, so respond to this, man.
Well, the Supreme Court will re-rule on this. Because these are active, these are judges that will sidestep anything, and to try to stop this president, future president, and past president, because they can't beat him. They can't beat him the right way. He hasn't been charged with insurrection. So the mere fact that your claims, the claims that you gentlemen make, just isn't true. So. But this is what you have to do to win, because you've done it before.
So, CJ, what I would say to you is a state Supreme Court, that's not just some people on the street or on the sideline, looked at the evidence, made their determination, the state Supreme Court of Colorado, that he fell under the Constitution's 14th Amendment, and he's been removed from the ballot. So, gotta go. You know, thank you guys for the conversation. 844-967-2789. Hold on the line. We'll return.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal workplace safety officials are fining the owners of the Florence Hardwood Sawmill in northern Wisconsin nearly $1.4 million. A 16-year-old worker died last summer after getting trapped in a machine at the mill. University of Wisconsin student leaders say they'll push back against new limits on diversity and inclusion efforts. Jazzy Segarra is with Leaders Igniting Transformation.
Student government associations in Wisconsin hold a great power and privilege to speak on behalf of the students, especially with working with chancellors and administrators.
On the other hand, leading Republican lawmakers contend diversity programs are divisive. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Lake Haley will soon be home to the single largest pickleball facility in the state of Wisconsin and Minnesota. Construction is now underway to add 12 additional courts to the complex that already houses 6 courts. Supporters of the project hope the large complex will bring tournaments and players from across the country, which would have a large economic impact for the area. Construction began this week, and the courts are expected to open in July. The expansion cost approximately $350,000. The United States Department of Agriculture and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will begin offering grant funding for projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. $27 million in grant funding will be available for the projects, which could include things like improving aggregation and distribution, increasing commercial kitchen space, or reducing energy use. Applications for the grant funding will be accepted through March of 2024. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like who doesn't want to tee one of those up? So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game's a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. We put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 30s to near 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Same for Friday, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles and a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
If there were no presents waiting on slay, what would I wish for Christmas?
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And I'm with Whitney Houston. You know, that one wish for Christmas this year is people coming together. You know, it is possible. It means people have to sacrifice sometimes. And that's what being an adult is. You know, that's what raising a family is all about. You've got to make sacrifices. You don't live in the world yourself. You don't live on the planet alone. And so, you know, there are people who are so steadfast in their views and beliefs that they are not willing to bend one iota. And it's what leads to what we're talking about and what we're dealing with on a daily basis. It is possible that we can overcome these chasms that we have, that we've created in our own minds. But we've got to do a better job of that in the coming year. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I appreciate it, Earl. So let me just see if I understand this correctly. So he hasn't been charged with an insurrection. He hasn't been found guilty of an insurrection, but we're not going to allow him on the ballot because of an insurrection. Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, banning Trump from the ballot in all states, not just Colorado, is clearly what is called for by the Constitution. It takes a Herculean effort of feigned stupidity to prevent otherwise. So what they're basically saying is, you know, whether he's been charged or not, you're right, he hasn't. But, you know, they've got a lot of information on what Donald Trump had to say. Yeah. Would you state that you believe that Donald Trump had nothing to do with these things? I mean, is it your belief that Donald Trump had zero involvement in the insurrection?
What I will say is I'll preface it first by answering that I am not a Trump fan, and I thought what went down on the January 6th was brutal. And I don't agree with it at all. And like I said, I wouldn't vote for Trump unless he's the primary, the primary winner. But to answer Joe Biden, earlier in your show, you talked about something's got to change, you know, this and that. I thought that's why the Democrats brought in Joe Biden. He's this big, you know, he's the unifier. He hasn't done anything but just turn up the temperature on everything that's happening in politics. Everything on Trump, on your show, not your show, but on your daily show here on 540, everything is all Trump, Trump, Trump. And it started before he even became president in 2016. You know, you call him Hitler, you call him a dictator, you call him all this stuff. I am not a fan of Donald Trump. But, I mean, again, where's Joe Biden in the whole unifier part of this whole issue?
So, Mark, you clearly are a gentleman that we can have a conversation and a dialogue with, and that's kind of what we welcome on Civic Media, and that's what the whole platform is really about. But I have to ask you, you see that man, whether you're Trump's a supporter or not, Donald Trump is not some guy who's worthy of compassion. He's not a guy who's worthy of, you know, all of the sympathy that he gets. He's a person who could care less about even the people who vote for him. What I don't understand is people are willing to come to his defenses. Why? I mean, why from your perspective, why do you believe that Donald Trump is being mistreated?
Well, again, he brings a lot of it on himself. And as I mentioned, I'm not going to be voting for him unless he wins the primary. However, that being said, he does bring a lot of it on. But for him to be already taken off a ballot for something that he hasn't been accused of or something that he hasn't been found guilty of, that's going a little too far too, Earl.
So let me ask you, do you think the state Supreme Courts have a conspiracy in Colorado, that the Supreme Court justices in Colorado are part of a conspiracy to prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot. Because that's what it comes down to. If we don't believe what the Supreme Courts have to say, then we clearly believe there's a conspiracy to prevent this man from running.
I don't think that's a I don't think it's a conspiracy, but six of those seven judges were voted in by Democrats. Okay, and it still went to a 4-3 judgment. So again, I think other states, and I think the Supreme Court's obviously going to have the ultimate say in this.
So
but
let me,
again, I don't think it's a conspiracy.
So let me ask you: see, when you say six of those seven were voted in by Democrats, you already begin to say that there's this mindset that, you know, they're going to lean towards Democrats. Now, so we can say that when it comes to the United States Supreme Court, the majority of them have been voted in by Republicans and Donald Trump. They're not voted in, but have been appointed. And so Donald Trump appointed three of them. So if we're saying that people are, that Supreme Court justices are biased because of who put them in office, then what are we talking about? There is no democracy.
Earl, as I said, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's very political based. And you, but if it was in Texas and six of the seven were Republicans, I bet they would not have taken him off the ballot, or other big Republican states where it's a Republican.
Hey, Mark, you got a second? You got a second?
I do.
Hang on. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Why should I have to do this? We got people who can have a conversation on the air. Tom, how you doing, man? You want to respond to Mark from Sussex?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl, and good morning, Mark. First, we the people, all of us, are the government. We must never forget that. Mark, I guess I would ask you, what actual policy do you like of the Republican Party? Because you're saying that you would vote for Donald Trump if he was the last one standing for the Republicans. What actual policy do they do that actually helps you? Is it a tax cuts for the billionaires? I mean, I just don't understand where it is that, you know, what policy it is that you actually like about the Republicans.
Every day from you, Tom. I only listen to Earl because I really appreciate his side of the story, and we can have a conversation. To answer your question, again, I'm not so much voting for what Donald Trump has or has not done. I'm voting more about the disaster that's currently in the White House.
So let me take a crack at that, Mark. When we talk about the disaster that's in the White House, do you want to kind of point out some of the things that make him a disaster?
I will say it's Trump. During his tenure, there was never any foreign wars. Okay, now you can all the Putin bashing and the love for Putin and stuff like that. But there was not any war between Russia and Ukraine during his tenure. We had nothing in Israel. We have nothing. Our border.
So Mark, I hate to interrupt you, but I have to. When people can blame Joe Biden for the war in Ukraine, when people can blame Joe Biden for the war in Israel and really, it's not a war between Israel and the Palestinians, because the Palestinians didn't do anything. You know, there were some, you know, some Hamas folk who did some things, but not the Palestinian people. And this is where we have, I guess, the biggest issues, is because people see Joe Biden as the guy who allowed this to happen, and he did not. How can you honestly say that the Ukraine war is because of Joe Biden, and that the war in Israel is because of Joe Biden?
I never blamed him. I only said it happened during his tenure. None of this happened during Trump's tenure. The other thing, the foreign policy is number one as far as just a complete wreck. The second part, you can talk Bidenomics all you want, but when 67% of the people, and then they're not all Republicans, come out and say that this economy is awful, you can talk about gas prices. I hear people talking about gas prices. Yeah, but they're still $2.75 or whatever it is. They were $1.90 when it was Trump. Okay, so don't tell me that this whole economic policy is a winner. It's far from a winner.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Earl, I just wanted to also say that there's a difference between an insurrection and a riot. A riot would be what happened in L.A.
George Floyd.
No, we'll go with George Floyd, but I was even going back further here in L.A. when...
Rodney King.
Rodney King. That's a riot. A insurrection is when it actually happens to the capital of the people's United States. It wasn't a protest, which is what Democrats have actually asked for in the past, is to bring everyone to the Capitol and do a protest. But it's insurrection is when they actually, it depends on where the location actually is. They went to the actual White House and they broke windows and they broke doors and they killed people. That's why it's an insurrection. If they would have done that outside on some other corner of the world, then that would have been called a riot.
You know, Tom, I respect Mark from Sussex. Because that's the kind of conversations that we need to be able to have, right? A conversation that does not get to the point where, becomes ugly. He has a view that he believes. He's respectful of other people's opinions and their views. And so if we can have those kind of conversations in this nation, we can get beyond some of the problems and the issues that we have. If we have more people like Mark from Sussex and Tom and you and others, where we can have that kind of conversation, you know. But I just, for the life of me, if there wasn't a war during the time that Donald Trump was the president, there was a COVID situation that happened on his watch, right? And had to be cleaned up, if you will. It was cleaned up by President Joe Biden. And, people may not like that, but it's a fact. Tom, thank you very much for the call. Look, we got to take a short hiatus. Don't touch that dial. You can join the conversation. 844-967-2789. We'll return. Come together.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, so, you know, we're having this dialogue and conversation about the fact that Colorado has been the first state to basically ban former President Donald Trump from the ballot. And so I think it's just interesting to hear the different views and different opinions of those in this audience, because it is going to be a major issue going into 2024. It's going to wind up in the United States Supreme Court's lap immediately. All other things are going to be pushed to the side because of the critical timing of this. So, Calvin, I don't want to, you know, butcher the next name. How do you pronounce that name?
His name is Keontae.
Hey, Keontae, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I've been listening to you. You're a cool brother. But well, I got a question Donald Trump.
Go ahead.
Do you think that Donald Trump, when he was in office, helped black people and poor people put money in their pockets?
hey, man. Hey, you know I'm a brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay, man. So the answer is negative. You know, it's negative. And every time I hear people say that Donald Trump is going to be getting a larger portion of the black vote, I always say, you know, who was it that said when pigs fly? You know, whoever that was absolutely right. So, you know, there clearly are some, and you sound like a brother that's a Generation X or some, or around there, younger guy than I am. There are some blacks who are certainly younger, who are siding with Donald Trump and the Republican Party. I wanted to have this conversation, and at some point in time, I'm going to have it on the air, because the Republican Party is certainly offering something to a segment of our population, the younger population, to, you know, financially support them and have them come over to the Republican Party. The Democrats aren't doing that as much, and so there's some Generation X's, but nowhere near enough of them that is going to change our vote, which has been, you know, going Democrat for a long time.
Okay, I hear you, my brother. I just had to ask that.
Well, I mean, it's just... huh?
God bless you,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you for listening. You know, this belief, this, you know, foolish belief that I hear from conservatives who say Democrats are going to be voting for Donald Trump, black Democrats. So are blacks in this country angry at, you know, the government because of things that still go on in this country that have not been corrected generationally and for centuries? Yeah, but, you know, I'm a person who clearly knows that the Democrats alone can't fix these things. I know Joe Biden has attempted to do some things that are right, but he can't do it alone, right? He can't do that unilaterally. You know, we live in a democracy where, you know, Republicans, if they're in charge, if you look at what Joe Biden attempted to do, you know, with Bidenomics, that was an attempt to try to address some of those things. So Joe Biden is in the city of Milwaukee this morning. And when I leave here, I'm going to an event with President Biden where he's going to be at African American Chamber with 80 some odd black businesses owners who are hoping that we'll see some investment in a community that is in, you know, financial, you know, this evil. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to let you know that, first of all, say hello to Biden for me. He's
I don't know if I'll be able to get that close to him, but go ahead.
Okay. People have short memories. The reason why under Trump, the gasoline was $1.25.
$1.97. We don't want to give him more than he had coming, but go ahead.
Right. But it was because of COVID. Nobody was driving.
Absolutely.
Everybody was working at home. And they forget that. And about Ukraine, if people really, and I read a lot about Ukraine, and Ukraine had wanted to disconnect itself from Russia for a long, long time. But then Putin took over Crimea, and then there were people who were actually running Ukraine who were connected, the oligarchs, to Putin. Well, then they voted in this gentleman, Zelensky, and he said, no, we're not doing this. We want to be free. And this is where they're at. They are actually fighting for their freedom. And so I think that people have to understand that, and that's why we have to support them. And as far as Israelis and Hamas and the Palestinians, well, if you take a look, and I mean somebody who is not judgmental, but you look at all the tunnels that they're dealing with, the Israeli army is dealing with, and the depths that Hamas has been doing this, this wasn't done overnight. This was done years and years.
Cindy, I wish I had more time. As always, I enjoy your call. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789. We got to pay some bills. Hang on. When we come back, we'll be joined by my guest every Wednesday, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll take you guys on the other side.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Have you ever celebrated Festivus? It only started in 1997, but the quirky holiday quickly became a way some families enjoy the season without the commercialism, even though the TV show Seinfeld helped make it popular. All you need to celebrate? A Festivus pole to decorate, time for airing of grievances, and the party ends with a Festivus feast. Everyone brings a dish to pass. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The number of